Krishna Govinda. Krishna. It's not cheap. Krishna is available, but not cheap. One has to pay the price. And that price is not just to be part of something. That price is eagerness. Tatra alulyam apimulyam ikaram. The only root is eagerness. So that eagerness has to come to the point where one gives it everything he's got and no less. Otherwise, Krishna will be pleased, but still wanting more. Just like the story of Narada Muni, who when he was a child was meditating in the forest intensely, and he got the darshan of the Lord in his meditation. And then he was with his eyes closed and he was really seeing the Lord in his mind's eye. Then he opened his eyes and then the Lord was in front of him. And the next moment the Lord disappeared. At that time he was 5 years old. And because he was five, he became so upset when the Lord disappeared that he lost his temper. And then the Lord appeared again in front of him and spoke and said, "This life you will not see me again. But if you continue your practices faithfully, then at the end, you will see me again." So the point is, at that time Narada was not 100% pure. At that time, he was still tinged with the material energy. Still some attachment, still some other desires than Krishna. Therefore, not yet fully. But still, when the endeavor is made with great eagerness, that's the key to seeing Krishna. And it may be hard to believe for those who don't chant, but if we chant, all that becomes a reality. And what for those who don't chant looks like something, you know, doesn't make sense. It will never make sense until one chants. Then it makes sense. And not just chant a little bit, but chant really seriously. Again and again.